It's that one day of the year when Australians get a chance to see who's paying our political parties and how much. Despite frequent calls over years for transparency and continuous disclosure, we only have February the 1st as D for Donations Day. In this year's release, property developers, resource tycoons, unions and industry lobby groups figure prominently. But big miners, feeling the pinch of a commodity price crash, have tightened their purse strings a lot. This year's donations to the two major parties were down overall by $100 million. Even usually media-friendly donors and recipients tended to be unavailable to talk about the much-criticised system today. The exception was the Greens. They're demanding an overhaul to let voters see more and more often about who is giving what to whom. Peter Lloyd.
It's the eve of a new sitting week in the Federal Parliament. It's also a day known to political watchers as Donations Day, when the public discovers who's been giving to which political party. But neither donors nor MPs and party recipients will talk about why they give or how the money shapes public policy, nor will they ever be required to. It's a system arcane in complexity and made opaque by inaction by lawmakers. Today, the only party leader to address the donations issue was the Greens leader, Richard Di Natale.
What we've seen today with the release of the donations made to political parties is a reflection of a broken system. We need reform. We need to ensure that we move towards a system where our elections are publicly funded.
For donors and their political dependents, secrecy is the watchword. Parties and donors only need to declare donations over $13,000. Checks cut for less allow privacy seekers to avoid transparency. In amongst the dirty laundry today was this. Though the two big political parties have given up smoking, now no longer accepting big tobacco donations, the Nationals haven't kicked the habit. The Party of Rural and Regional Australia accepted $10,000 from Philip Morris last year. The shareholder activist, Stephen Mayne.
These figures are very old. They're already up to 19 months old. They're very big, they're very important, but the politicians conspire to release them in a not very useful and not very timely way. Parties don't have to release their balance sheets. You know, I mean, your local kinder has to release a balance sheet, but a political party, for some reason, is exempt from these basic disclosures.
So far today, not a single person on the donation register has volunteered to speak to PM. Why are people so reluctant?
Well, I think that each year this day comes and everyone seems to keep their head down and get away with it.
What do you think the value proposition is of donating?
Well, clearly, if you're a government-dependent company or industry, you want to get favours in regulation or policies or licensing. So that's why you see cab charge giving $150,000 just before the Queensland election to both sides. That's why you see the Hotels Association, you know, with Woolworths as their biggest member, putting in over $500,000 across the system because they want pokies policies which allow, you know, Australia to retain its position as the world's biggest gamblers at the poker machine. So it is an influence peddling thing, and the more government dependent a company is, the more likely it is to donate. And similarly with Labor Party, the unions are hugely influential, so continuing the trend of tens of millions of dollars coming from the union movement to be the prime backers of the Labor Party.
One of the more mysterious donations is a Melbourne man named Jiandong Huang, who gave $100,000 to the Liberal Party. Now, he's not a publicly known name.
No, and this is the whole thing, that a lot of the donations, you cannot tell who they are. I mean, many of these donors do appear to be property developers, but I guess this is the point. There's also one a Chinese company registered in Kowloon, Kingold, which has given $200,000 to the WA Liberal Party. So unlike the US, which has a complete ban on foreign donors, we have an anything-goes system, so anyone can donate. I mean, Islamic State could give $10 million to someone if they wanted to. There's just no rules about it. And so often you have to ask, why are these people donating? And often it comes back to property development or any sort of government-dependent business. And I think that the example you've cited probably falls into one of those categories.
And yet again, the old familiar, the Free Enterprise Foundation donating to the Liberal Party. What's that about?
Well, I mean, it's often a way of just hiding who the actual donor is. So you set up some sort of foundation, you have events, people go along and pay $1,000 for a seat at a lunch. And it can be sort of a laundered, if you like, through that and therefore not attributed to specific donors. So the Victorian Liberals have done a lot of that. There's sort of almost 8 or 9 different funding vehicles which have those sorts of names. Some of them are also investment vehicles. So the Cormac Foundation in Victoria has given over $4 million to the Liberal Party, and they are an investment fund that owns more than $50 million worth of shares. It goes back to the party's ownership of the 3XY radio station in the 1980s. So they've literally just got a pile of cash, a pile of shares, and they give $3-4 million a year to the Victorian Liberal Party through the Cormac Foundation.
We should also mention that Alan Jones is a donor this year.
Yes, Alan's production company, Belford Productions, has obviously waived the cost of $15,000 worth of production spending for the Liberal Party. So I guess no surprises there. Although, interestingly, he did have that massive fight with the Campbell-Newman government, which dramatically outspent the Labor Party at the election 12 months ago and then surprisingly lost, despite having very little money up there. And that was partly because Alan Jones ran a massive campaign against the Liberal Party up there. So he's a donor in one state and he's massively campaigning against them in another state. So hard to follow the rationale of Australian politics, but it's one of the more interesting ones to watch.
The major parties came close in the last Parliament to reducing the threshold for declaring donations to $5,000. Fresh impetus for change may come with the release in March of an all-party committee inquiry into the financing of our political parties.
Peter Lloyd.